Next up, more traditional technologies. C and C++ has bonds with PackageConf by Ariadne.
All right, so as you all are aware, modern software is written in Rust or whatever, but there's a lot of C still, and we've been talking about C projects all day, and one of the things that I keep hearing is, hey, it would be nice if we had SBOM data for C. So here we go. For those who don't know, I do not come from a computer science background. I got into open source, free software as kind of a hobby, turned into a career because I realized you can make a lot more money as a software engineer than doing any sort of empirical research. So that's fun. If you want to talk to me about either software engineering or psychology, I'm always down. I've been working on Alpine since 2009. Before that, I worked on Debian. I've done all sorts of stuff in Alpine, the x64 port. I've done a lot of LoonArch porting, mostly because I found that fascinating. I maintained a GNU tool chain in Alpine, so GCC, binutils, all of that. The networking stack, ifup.ng, a lot of core utilities, libucontext, glibc compatibility, etc. I also started Alpine's security team in 2021. We needed a actual like cert type team to help all of the people using Alpine in the world. We had like security data, but it wasn't very good. So I built out a security team as part of my work for, with the Google open source security team. My focus largely is on ensuring Alpine sticks around for the foreseeable future. There's a lot of conversations about that every year, you know, because Linux distributions are hard. But mostly, I'm obsessed with how software is actually composed, how software gets stacked into different configurations and all of that, you know, because it basically takes a village, you know, to build all of this. And basically, it's that story that I've been trying to track for so long. So I'm on Mastodon and sometimes on Blue Sky. I also have a LinkedIn, but I hate LinkedIn. I hate everything LinkedIn represents, so I'm not linking it here. Why am I here? So last year at FOSDEM, there was a talk about somebody who told us a story about how he struggled to build C and SBOMs for his CMake project, and how he like had to port his entire project over to CMake, and he was not very happy with how things were going. So I've been working on this C SBOM problem literally since 2021. It has been a long time to get to the point where we're at. This is largely because C and the model that SBOMs are built around, it's not really 100% shaped the way it is. So this talk is for you, Chris. Hope you enjoy it, now that it's probably not very useful to you. So like I was saying, C and C++ projects kind of predate the current model for how dependencies get distributed. Like with Go, you have Go packages. With Rust, you have crates. And Java, you have Maven. Java's closer, but Java has Maven, so that doesn't, you know, that's more in the modern direction. So with those tools, you just pick an SBOM generator of your choice, point it at a lock file, hit the button, you get a build time SBOM. C and C++ have modules now. Nobody cares about them. Well, some people care about them, but in the real, in the wild, they haven't been adopted yet very widely. Libraries, traditional libraries, and SDKs maintain their dominance over modules. So there's no packages, no lock files, and dependency management therefore exists elsewhere. Hello, I manage your dependencies. Well, I don't, but my code does. So this is PackageConf. There's two SDK managers really for C and C++. There's CMake, which I'm sure all of you are familiar with, and many of you have probably cried or sworn at it, especially when it, you know, gives you confounding error messages and all of that. But some people seem to like CMake. It started its life as a project at the Department of Energy. So, you know, if it feels like if it feels like you're dealing with the government when you're working with CMake, it's because you are. On the flip side, the GNOME people made PackageConfig back in 1999. You might remember a long time ago, like building software, running config, you know, running the configure script, and then it would be like, you need to go download PackageConfig. That was a long time ago. Nowadays, you get a PackageConfig implementation as part of your distribution provided tool chain. So what does PackageConfig do, and why do we care about it? Traditionally, when you use PackageConfig, you get a data. Okay, so PackageConfig is a client in a way that accesses and manipulates a database about software dependencies, specifically SDKs. You query it as a form of constraints. The constraints must be satisfied. Solutions are also graphs that you then walk over. The original PackageConfig didn't strictly work that way. It was more of a brute force search. Hope everything works out. Hope you have all of your dependencies. If not, bail. PackageConf actually has a proper solver. That's the main difference. Basically, every Unix build system uses PackageConfig in some way. AutoMake has integration through the venerable package.m4 macro set, which I'm now stuck maintaining, even though I don't know anything about maintaining m4 macros. There's also CMake, which has a PackageConfig macro. Meson, which is kind of, or Meson, I don't know how to pronounce it. That's the new kind of hotness in terms of replacing like AutoMake. Basically, they took a look at CMake and went, hey, there's a lot of cool ideas here, but CMake is unpleasant to use, so we're going to make our own. So they did. Anyway, so with PackageConfig, you ask it for certain data, and then it calculates a solution based on your query, and it gives you back compiler flags. That's the traditional use. There are also other functions that have been added since then, such as key value storage and a whole bunch of other things. All of it's baked onto this one binary package config. It's a horrid interface, but we're kind of stuck with it. So PackageConf, however, has additional tools which are useful for SBOMs. We have two different SBOM generators, in fact. There is BOM tool, that's the one that I wrote in 2022, and it generates an SPDX 2.3 SBOM. In PackageConf Git today, we also have an SPDX 3 generator, which is presently a work in progress. Well, technically, it's an SPDX 3.0 Lite generator, but you get the JSON LD SBOMs, and you can do cool JSON LD stuff with them. The other main thing that you get is the PackageConf directed graph output tool, which you can feed into graphviz.utility, and that allows you to visualize your actual dependency set, which is very useful. So how does this apply to an actual application? Like, say you want to build a C program or a C++ program, like, you know, some sort of calendar app or whatever, with GTK or something with Qt. How do you do it? So the easiest way is you ask your build system, like Meson. I'm just going to call it Meson because that's what I normally call it. You ask Meson to build you a PC file that describes your project. That's very similar to what would be considered a lock file in another language ecosystem, because you have your directed set of constraints, and then you can use that data to build an SBOM. Once you have your PC file for your app, and you don't have to install it, we have this whole concept called uninstalled PC files. It's a whole thing. If you want to know about it, it's incredibly cursed. Just catch me in the hallway. But you take this PC file and you analyze it with one of the aforementioned tools, and then you get an SBOM or a GraphViz document or whatever. So now it's demo time. If you saw, I had a console window that I dragged over, and so we're gonna take a look at what we can do. And then we're going to talk about the next steps. So let's see if I can do that real quick. So far, the demo gods seem to be cooperating, but you never know. Uh-oh. Well. Okay. So. Cool. Okay. So we're going to do a build real quick. I don't remember if I cleaned it first, so I'm going to just do that real quick. Okay, so we're building a very simple application here. This is just a Hello World application. To show you that this is in fact a real application, I will run it. Oh, it went to the wrong screen. No, there it is. Anyway, this is just a GTK4 application. But if you notice, we have an SPDX 2 SBOM and an SPDX 3 SBOM, and then we also have our dependency graph, which I do some editing with SED to make it more friendly to show on a big screen. So if we... I actually have that dependency graph actually opened, so if I can move it over here. God. There. You know, I used to tell people use KDE when you're presenting, but there's my mouse. Okay, so up here we have the Hello World app, and we directly pull in GTK, which depends on Pango, which is the GNOME text library. Technically, that's Pango Cairo, which then depends on Pango, which then depends on HarfBuzz, which then depends on GDK PixBuff, blah, 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 blah. So we can scroll through and visualize this whole thing. And that's a lot of dependencies, right, for a simple Hello World desktop app. In fact, we have Vulkan in here, which means that we're doing stuff with GPUs just to render Hello World, basically. So we keep going. It depends on glib, because everything in the GNOME world depends on glib. So as you can see, there's tons and tons and tons and tons and tons of paths pointing to glib. And then we have util Linux stuff over here, and more util Linux stuff over here, and then we have zlib. And anyway, so the interesting thing is PackageConf actually can figure out what is a direct dependency versus an indirect dependency. And that's very important when it comes to vulnerability management, because as other people alluded in earlier presentations, like the Zephyr person, for example, you can have a CVE in a package. And maybe that's a problem. Maybe it's not a problem. People struggle to reason about that, which is why there's apparently an entire industry now selling zero CVE images in various forms. I think all of those products missed the point, though, because what really matters is that vulnerability reachable or not? So my GTK for Hello World app that I demonstrated a moment ago, which was not vibe coded, I just Googled it and typed it out. That application has an indirect dependency on zlib, but it's an indirect dependency. So if there's a CVE in zlib, it probably doesn't actually matter in practice because there's no direct dependency. So we're running short on time, so I'm going to go back to the slides because I have a couple more slides, just a few more. And oh, God damn it. All right, so let's talk about what we need to do. Hold on. Just to show that these S-bombs are real, I'm going to show that they're real. Somehow. There. Okay, so we can use the Kubernetes do document outline on the hello fostem. Voila, CSBOM. Okay, so now we will go back to the slides. Thank you, computers. I hate them. There's a few things we need to do. Quality of life improvements are important. Right now, with Meson and AutoMake, you have to stitch everything together yourself to get these SPDX SBOMs as build output. And we need more data in the package config files, and that will yield higher quality SBOMs, like you have your SBOM quality score tool, and right now we have a valid SBOM, but it would score like, you know, 4.0 or something. We want to score, you know, 8, 9, 10 on it. So we need more data in the PC files to do that. Also, because at least in my experience, there's some sort of ongoing holy war about SBOM formats. We probably want to have a Cyclone DX format building tool thing. And we need also to support package URLs. So, you know, like I was saying, build system integration, the best way to get more SBOMs is if you don't have to think about SBOMs. And like I was saying, that requires Meson and Automake to support it. CMake already has a solution here. That was demonstrated during the Zephyr talk. So this is kind of my thinking about how we can make Automake do SBOMs really easily. You just ask it to generate an SBOM based on a PC file. I have a patch that I'm about to submit to GNU to get that done. Obviously, you still have to compose the PC file and all of that. With Meson, it's going to be a little bit more slick because Meson already knows everything that it needs to know in order to build an SBOM out anyway. So essentially, there, what we're going to do is rework the package config module to return a specific package config object that represents the package config resource, and then you can do stuff with it. So you have your PC file that you generate, it's a package.generate, blah, 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 and then you can take that PC file interim output and then render an SPDX or whatever from it, and it'll use the right tool under the hood to get it done. So we're talking in IRC about that, and of course anybody interested can find me while we're still doing this FOSDEM thing. Let's talk about SPDX metadata. So far there's 4 additional fields, although after watching all of y'all's wonderful talks, I've thought of about 10 more that I need to add. What?
If there's 3 fields that you need that we're missing, let us know, please.
Well, fields I need to add to PC files. So anyway, these are the 4 that are like super critical, because if we can add these to everything, the SBOMs that we generate with SBOMQ, and as soon as we can get these changes into Meson and all of that, I think we'll be in really good shape. Please use these fields to improve your SBOM. 5 minutes left. Package URLs. Package URLs are really fun when it comes to package config, because we're not describing a package, but we're also kind of describing a package, because it's in the name, right? Package config. But the problem is these are an intermediary package. It's an SDK. So we need to be able to identify that this is the GTK4 SDK that came from Alpine or Debian or whatever. So we need like a compound form of a package URL, basically, where we can be like, this is an SDK and it came from here in this other package URL. It's cursed, I have some thoughts, but we need that. Cyclone DX, we need that, because again, we need that. People want it. Thanks to everybody on that list, because they've either given the PackageConf project money or they have paid me to work on this. Also thanks to Tuukka Paasonen. I think I got that right. He wrote the first version of SPDX tool, and we're presently in the process of beating it into shape and getting it production ready. And thanks to all of you for hopefully adding these PC fields into all of your projects and making SBOMs on C not suck.